At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back in effect. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. I'm in effect live and I'm in person. 1040 O Street. This is Old School Crew coming at you on this Friday. Good talk there. Obviously, Austin and Rico, appreciate you guys holding it down for a little while to deal with some personal stuff. But we're back on the college football, one of my favorite subjects.
The Vortex?
The Vortex.
Yes.
The portal. And we saw it here as soon as the national championship literally was 12 hours old. You started hearing about a couple. Now, obviously, we were looking or potentially still looking for another offensive lineman or tackle or just good players in general. They have 5 days. I think it goes till tomorrow or maybe even today. I think they still have a window to they can still go into the portal. Now, depending on when school starts or if there's a grace period, they can still transfer. But you saw Ohio State offensive lineman going there. They got a little bit of traction, of course. And then, obviously, Notre Dame lost some starters to the portal right away. Now, that is not normal because, obviously, it's very, very financially the smart move to stay there. Financially, Notre Dame has a pretty good NIL and obviously, everything they can offer. But when you have the rash of injuries that they've had all the way from training camp, you have guys that normally would be backups that played and played significant roles, played well, increased their profile. One guy in particular, Austin, Sam Pendleton, interior offensive line. He played guard and center, started, I think, 7-8 games, went into the portal, immediately signed to Tennessee. You're going to see a couple more probably in the next 24 hours and definitely by Tuesday of next week because I do think it. Right, they have another offensive tackle. Now, we don't know whether these guys are good, but these guys are good just because they went to Notre Dame and Ohio State. So it's kind of like I'm increasing my, you know, I get better looking hanging out with, you know, Brad Pitt or something, you know what I mean? And so Ty Chan, 6'5", 320, he's in the portal, hasn't decided yet. But again, now you're starting to see some guys jump in there just because of, you know, the national championship. Pat Coogan, who started, was pretty dang good. Played center and guard. He actually was pretty good, pretty physical. He's in the portal still, 6'5", 310, interior offensive line. So, you know, the good thing about these guys, Rocco Spindler, who has probably maybe the coolest name.
That's pretty dang cool.
Yeah. 4-star as far as the transfer portal goes, 6'5", 325. These guys, you know, one thing, they have recent tape. They have recent good vibes. And then they just have that championship pedigree just because they got to the national championship.
It's just so weird to me to see guys that play for a national championship and play legitimate roles on a national championship team hit the road. I get it. Get your money. It's the day and age of college football. Mm-hmm. It's just still disconcerting. It's just still weird to me that that's the case, right? Maybe there's something that's been bubbling, you know, underneath the surface for a while. And these guys were planning to transfer and then, oh, we made the national championship game, not enough to keep us together, right? Like having a kid didn't work or whatever, you know, in a marriage. But you transfer, it's fine. But man, it's just such a weird look that if you're a starter on a championship caliber team, you're just out of there?
Well, that's probably, well, just
really?
Well, if you were a starter by injury and the other guys are coming back and they're like, hey, this dude, we got more invested in him. He's better than you. Thanks, but no thanks. Or if you would potentially be in a position battle, then you could go to a same blue blood level school. Sure. Even though Notre Dame is probably a little bit higher than Tennessee, it's not a step down. It's not like you're going, you're going to
get SEC on you.
And yeah. You got the facilities. You're playing in bigger games. You're probably playing against better competition week in and week out. Probably a little bit more cash for a true first year starter walking in being the guy. Mm-hmm. It's no different than this. Isn't now this move by this wide receiver, Omari Evans, to Washington, I think is a byproduct of the play calling and the quarterback play. Mm-hmm. You got to think. Drew Aller went a whole game without a completion to a wide receiver. If you ever want to lose guys, and they lost every single one of their starting wide receivers because of that. Now, Wolf. You know, going out there to Washington and playing with Jet Fish, I know Jet Fish pretty well. I know they're going to get plenty of looks. He's going to try to, you know, replenish and get some guys that are more Big Ten ready. Probably felt like maybe Washington didn't have Big Ten guys, considering they lost three guys to the pros. That generally, unless you're Ohio State, you don't just rinse and repeat. So I just think it's a part of college football these days. And look, and don't think it just is Penn State. Deion Colsey, 3-star recruit, 6'4", 211. You know, I don't know how good he is. Or Jaden Thomas, 6'2", 218, two receivers from Notre Dame. They're gone. It doesn't matter. These guys, you know, the one thing I will say this, and I was listening to Nick Saban talk about this. Contrary to the belief, Steve Sippel and everybody else out there, and I knew this because I knew a guy that was on their staff in their administration, asked him about it, and he's like, Nick did not leave because of NIL or paying players. He was all for it. He just wanted some structure. He left because of his staff. He felt like at his age, he had to make up and plug a lot of holes he normally didn't have. Well, it's a byproduct of having numerous head coaches from your coaching tree on both sides of the ball, special teams included. So he kind of got burnt out. But the one thing that he said in this interview, he said, the worst thing about college football is that these guys get to be free agents twice a year.
Not just once in their careers.
Twice a year. Right. So essentially what he's saying without saying it, a lot of these kids are able to hold coaching staffs, playing time, wallets, hostage.
Yeah.
And that's where the big problem is. I don't think anybody is against players being compensated for the name, image, and likeness or just getting paid. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, right? Probably should have been happening 50 years ago.
At least dating back to like 1993.
Yeah, that would have been great. That would have been a phenomenal year to start. But I think the way it's structured, and without it's a free-for-all, there is no accountability for the players. Me and DP get into arguments about this. It's great that I said once they get under contract, the ball game changes, because now they can hold you accountable for what you do on the field. Now you can't just jump
instead of just benching you, learn what real world accountability is.
Or you get cut and you're not as appealing to somewhere else because
you just got cut.
Right. Well, you just got cut, but then everybody else is going to have guys under contract that they can develop and maybe overpay them while they're getting developed, and then they're paying them the base rate. You're kind of like paying for the foundation, the waiting period, kind of like what Underwood did up there in Michigan. And so that's probably what's really been the biggest issue for a lot of these schools, and you're going to see it. You see guys go in, come out.
Do you think that's the same in college basketball, or is that specific to college football?
I think it's more, if I had to weigh it, I think it tips the scale 70% in college football. It happens in college basketball, but there's not as many players, so it's a little bit different. But Sure. You got guys like, look, you know, Calvin Simpson Hunt, the cornerback from, you know, Ohio State, he's going to Baylor. You know, you could be a guy that's just plays a little bit, and you're just looking for a place to go in and immediately start and yes, get compensated for it. But you also have to be wary of when you go to schools, right? And everybody always tries to talk about these deals that they get. Listen, when you go down to LSU or like these other schools, like they will reduce your salary just magically. Your deposit will not be the same based on if you don't handle your business, right? And so,
at Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You know, like when you have a team, like this is almost like free agency or when you go into the draft and now you get to, you're dictating things now based on the draft, right? Like that's so it's different. But you also always have to be wary of how many guys they get at your said position. So it's a catch 22, get in early, get your money and be set. Or you kind of be able to sit back and wait and make the best decision for you. And you see this a lot of time in baseball free agency and stuff like that. The money never dries up. And so, like, if a team, you know, signs, a lot of outside linebackers, you got to see, you got to think, okay, how many are they bringing in? Same with corners, tight ends. And it might be great while you're there, but you never know who's going to go into the portal from another school based on a coaching change, meaning at a position coach. Mm-hmm. Or head coach or coordinator, then it's just an influx of players and potentially could be at your position.
And you don't know who your coaches know that they could have talked to already.
Exactly. Or once you're there, it's great that you're there, but now you're in the same position that you left. Now if you made a decision, let's just say you made a decision on, let's just say $12,000, like an extra $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but you just moved if you have a family or whatever. And now if it's closer proximity, then you could weigh the travel costs and that, but that's not even close. But now you move somewhere for an extra $1,000 a month and you're not on as good as footing.
Right.
As you were there. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a little bit more, but just, if you just think about it real simple,
mm-hmm.
That's why you got to be very, very strategic. That means you got to make sure you listen to people and you cannot be so, you cannot have the ice cream factor, which I mean is just instant gratification, because then you could be a place, you know, like LSU, right? They got Jamari Butler, which I think he'll, you know, he's a great opportunity for him. It's a little bit closer to home, so forth and so on. But when Florida State got rid of their defensive coordinator and Tony White came in, Patrick Payton came in.
Yeah.
Who's a surefire NFL guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one edge, right? There's only so many edges that they're going to play.
Right. Two of them.
Well, maybe. Yeah. No, okay, and you might rotate three.
Maybe.
But if I'm in rotation, I'm missing some opportunities, right? And so
go from being a starter to being a rotation guy. That's
yeah, or you could start and still be there, but you want to make sure that you are the guy that's going to play 80%. Now that's up to you to get, you know, ready for that. But they also got Jack Pyburn, who
was the Florida guy?
That's the Florida guy that came in and asked for, like, he wanted to, you know, guaranteed. He balled out now.
He did.
He's legit.
Mm-hmm.
They got more, you know, tape on him. He balled out, but he came in and Florida's like, we're not going to pay you that. He was like, cool. Cause he already had LSU on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's two. Now you got three edges in there. Now, Jamari has, you know, one thing about Jamari, he does have position flexibility to where he can go inside and you see him being successful in there. Mm-hmm. But when you're thinking about what you want to do, you got to make sure, do you want to be one of the guys or do you want to be the guy?
Mm.
The guy. And so that's where the portal is a little bit different.
I feel like a lot of guys will tell you they want to be the guy. And I think that's the way a lot of them, you know, should think about themselves. I mean, if you're a college athlete, you kind of got to have that swagger and that vision for your career. But at some point, you just got to realize, hey, maybe I'm one of the guys, right? Can I go to a bigger school? Can I make the jump to a more successful program and play a role? And to your point, like you said earlier in the segment, get that boost because I went to this university and was surrounded by great talent. Can that improve my reputation as much or enough compared to extra reps, you know, if I'm a surefire starter versus a rotation guy?
Ain't nothing better than nothing will hook an NFL contract like that tape.
Sure.
That tape will make up for a lot of things.
Mm.
It will make up for, he's a step slower. He's not the exact height that we want. But dang, he makes a lot of plays.
Mm.
Dang, he's tough. Dang, he plays hard. I like him.
Mm.
Here comes another dude. I love him. Come April, May. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Right? Now it's a catch 22, whereas where you're part of a rotation here and or here, and then you get to another level that Nebraska had never got to before. Say like you take a jump to 10 wins. Then you're like, okay, he's part of the reason. We need that juice, or we can welcome that into our program because he knows what it takes to win. He knows what it takes to build, and he's productive. Yeah. So your production can be a little bit less. So it's kind of
productive enough.
Yeah. And it goes both ways. And ultimately it comes down to whether they want to pick you or not. They're going to make excuses to pick you. They're going to make excuses not to pick you. And it'd be in there, and they're probably dumb and smart on both ways. But ultimately you want to make sure you're in the best position, that you're not leaving future money on the table for present money within reason.
Yeah.
Within reason. Because there is what I call an opportunity cost. You lose the opportunity here to create a legacy versus the unknown opportunity to go somewhere, which is somewhat a foreign territory. They don't know you. They didn't recruit you normally out of high school. They didn't develop you. They say they need you. We'll see. And then back to what you're saying, a lot of guys say they want to be the guy, want to be this and want to be that, until you got to actually do it. Until you actually got to do it. Because a lot of guys like to be the guy, like to be a pro athlete, until you got to start facing adversity, until you start got to deal with some negativity.
And you can't really find that out about yourself unless you go through it. But then be honest with yourself. Am I cut out for this? Do I feel like I want to learn and grow from it? Or am I good where I'm at?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, just be honest about it. With yourself, your coaches, your advisors. Be honest.
You can be an All-American. You can be an All-American at your position and at what you do best. And sometimes I think that's where they really mess up, especially at the pro level, where they try to get quarterbacks in particular to be leaders of men and of team, and they're not either ready or they don't want to.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that's where you got, like, a perfect example is like Carolina when they went to the Super Bowl, when you Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis versus a Cam Newton. The true leadership that you're actually looking for is probably the two guys I mentioned on defense, and then you can find a guy on offense, a Ted Ginn Jr. or somebody like
Steve
that.
Smith Sr.
Definitely Steve Smith.
Greg Olson at the time.
Yeah. Let them do it. Let him step in when he needs, periodically during the season, and let that play be the main focus. And then just keep it that way. Because being a quarterback, you have to be Tom Brady committed to lead the whole team. That means you got to be there in the offseason. That means you got to be there when you don't want to. That means you got to hang out with guys that aren't on your like pay grade level. And that means you got to do a ton of things that you actually don't want to do, because everybody needs your service. Not everybody's cut out for that.
And again, that's fine, but be honest.
Yeah, because quiet is kept, Tom Brady is a legend when it comes to drinking beer.
All right, Tom.
And that's how he broke the ice with the whole team. With the linemen kicking back. Nothing out there extravagant. You probably think TB12 and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. He'll pound you underneath the table.
Noted.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. Top of 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about we'll talk a little bit more about the portal. Then we'll talk about, obviously, championship weekend. Give a little tip on what if I was helping out Nebraska, what I would do. Get on that phone. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.